Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha elections intensifies with 3 days left for polling. Senior political leaders hold back-to-back rallies to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says implementation of One Nation, One Election is the commitment of his government. India and France assess counter-terrorism challenges, including use of new and emerging technologies by terrorists. Meeting of Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in New Delhi. IMD says country likely to experience above normal monsoon rainfall this year. And in IPL cricket, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Sunrisers Hyderabad underway in Bengaluru. Star campaigners of all political parties are canvassing in favour of their candidates for the Lok Sabha elections with just 3 days left for the first phase of polling. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally at Tirunelveli in Tamil Nadu today. He said the NDA government is always keen on developing the country in all spheres. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi also listed out the various assurances given by his government.
Aaj hum defence sector mein आत्मनिर्भर भारत के लिए तमिलनाडु में डिफेंस कॉरिडोर बना रहे हैं। हमारे आदर्श के कामराज जी जैसे देशभक्त और ईमानदार नेता है, इसलिए बीजेपी तमिलनाडु में ईमानदार राजनीति की वकालत करती है, तमिलनाडु के युवाओं को आगे बढ़ाती है।
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi addressed a public meeting in Alathur constituency in Kerala. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed a rally at Kozhikode this evening. The LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. In Uttar Pradesh, the campaign for the Lok Sabha elections has intensified. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding public meetings and rallies in support of their respective candidates. BSP Chief Mayawati today addressed election rallies in Muradabad and Bisalpur of Pilibhit. Ms. Mayawati said, instead of issuing election manifesto, BSP believes in working in the interest of the public.
आदि कार्य नहीं करती है। वैसे भी हमारी पार्टी किसी भी मामले में कहने में बहुत कम बल्कि कार्य करके दिखाने में भी ज्यादा विश्वास रखती है।
Samajwadi Party's National President Akhilesh Yadav also addressed an election rally in Muzaffarnagar. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Jammu, Nevada, Gaya and Aurangabad has reached a feverish pitch. Senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are holding back-to-back election rallies in the state. In Rajasthan, all political parties and independent candidates have put all their might in the election campaign, with only 2 days left for campaigning in the first phase of elections for 12 Lok Sabha seats. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah held a roadshow in support of a BJP candidate in the walled city of Jaipur. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi today led a roadshow in support of the Congress candidate in Alwar.
5,000 crore का हम fund बनाना चाहते हैं कि नौजवान जब अपना कुछ छोटा सा कारोबार शुरू करना चाहता है उसको उस fund से पैसे मिले ताकि वो कारोबार शुरू कर पाए क्योंकि हम चाहते हैं कि छोटे जो कारोबार हैं और मध्यम जो कारोबार हैं उनको हम मजबूत बनाएं जो सरकारी भर्तियां हैं उसमें से 50% महिलाओं को मिलेंगी जो पहले के आरक्षण है उसी के तहत
In West Bengal, senior Trinamool Congress leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public rally at Rasleela Maidan of Kooch Bihar Parliamentary Constituency. Ms. Banerjee said the TMC government has done everything for the welfare of the common people. However, addressing a public meeting at Deenhatta in Kooch Bihar district, BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is misleading the common people of West Bengal about the Citizenship Amendment Act. In a related development, the Election Commission has transferred Mr. Mukesh, DIG Murshidabad, range to a non-election-related post. The Commission has ordered the state government to submit a panel of 3 eligible officers for the post. In Uttarakhand, as the electoral heat rises, prominent contenders from all political parties are also vying for parliamentary seats across the state. In Manipur, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Imphal this afternoon. Mr. Shah said the development of the Northeast is the priority of the NDA government. He said the future of India will be better when the Northeast region is fully developed. The BJP today approached the Election Commission alleging that the TMC leaders, including West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, are trying to intimidate voters ahead of the Lok Sabha polls. A party delegation comprising BJP leaders Tarun Chugh, Sudhanshu Trivedi and others met the commission in New Delhi over the issue. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Chugh alleged that TMC is trying to vitiate the atmosphere in West Bengal. The party also lodged a complaint against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks in which he accused the BJP of having a goal of one language, one leader. In the first phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024, polling will be held for 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh. Rampur parliamentary seat is included in this phase. A report.
Rampur Lok Sabha constituency consists of 5 assembly segments. They are Swar, Chamraua, Bilaspur, Rampur and Milak seats. Apart from candidates of BJP, India Alliance and BSP, Arshad Varsi of Minorities Democratic Alliance and 2 independent candidates, Shiv Prasad and Mahmood Pracha, also contesting on this seat. Senior Samajwadi Party leader and 10-time MLA Mohammad Azam Khan was elected from this seat in 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Azam Khan had defeated BJP candidate and famous film actress Jayaprada with a huge margin of votes. When Azam Khan resigned from this seat, the result of the by-election was gone in favor of BJP. Faizanullah for Akashvani Samachar.
In a democracy, elections are very important and there is a whole system to get as many people to vote as possible. However, citizens sometimes go the extra mile to encourage each other to vote. Our correspondent brings you some inspiring stories.
In the 2019 parliamentary election, Mary from Kerala came up with a unique idea. Instead of just talking about voting, she distributed saplings. She asked people to plant trees after voting. People liked the idea and planted trees enthusiastically. Niaz Ali, a 102-year-old resident of Bishnupur, Manipur, is another example. He believes in encouraging young voters to think about the future of the nation and to strengthen democracy. In the 2020 Delhi Assembly elections, 96 centenarians voted, including 111-year-old Bachchan Singh, who set a record. Stories like these inspire others to come out and vote, showing the power of citizens, encouraging each other in the democratic process. This is Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that he takes decisions for the wholesome development of the nation.
मेरे निर्णय देश के सर्वांगीण विकास के लिए है, जन कल्याण के लिए है, देश के युवाओं के एस्पिरेशंस को मैं देर करना नहीं चाहता हूँ.
Speaking in an interview with a news agency, Mr. Modi spelled out his vision for a developed India by 2047.
कि 2047 का जो विजन का सवाल है, मैं देर करना नहीं चाहता हूँ. उस अर्थ में मैं कह रहा हूँ, मैंने ज्यादा से ज्यादा करने का प्रयास किया है, सही दिशा में जाने का प्रयास किया है, फिर भी बहुत कुछ है जो मुझे अभी भी करना है.
The Prime Minister said the implementation of One Nation, One Election is the commitment of his government. He said the committee formed under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind to prepare the report on One Nation, One Election received very positive and innovative suggestions. Refuting the opposition party's allegations of being targeted by the BJP government, Mr. Modi said the maximum number of cases registered by the Enforcement Directorate are against those persons and entities who have no connection with politics. Replying to a query on electoral bonds, Mr. Modi said it was meant to fight the use of black money in elections. He added that everyone will regret it when there is an honest reflection on the scheme. On the other hand, Congress took a dig at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interview, saying he did not speak about inflation, farmers and unemployment. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You are listening to the news at 9. On to other news, the 16th meeting of India-France Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism was held in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the two sides assessed counter-terrorism challenges, including the use of new and emerging technologies by terrorists, misuse of internet for terrorist purposes, radicalization, and terror financing. The External Affairs Ministry said anti-India separatist activities and countering terror financing, organized crime and narco-terror network also featured in the discussions. Both sides also exchanged views on the terrorist threats in their respective regions. This includes state-sponsored cross-border terrorism in South Asia, Africa and West Asia, besides terror activities in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. The Indian Army contingent has departed today to take part in the 5th edition of India-Uzbekistan Joint Military Exercise Duslik. The exercise will be conducted on the 15th to the 28th of this month at Termez in Uzbekistan. According to the Defence Ministry, the Indian Armed Forces contingent comprises 60 personnel, while 100 personnel will participate from the Uzbekistan side. The exercise is aimed at fostering military cooperation and enhancing combined capabilities to execute joint operations in mountainous as well as semi-urban terrain. The exercise will enable the two sides to share their best practices and facilitate interoperability. India and Mauritius closed another lacuna in their Double Taxation Avoidance Agreement, DTAA, tightening the scrutiny on tax avoidance on investments coming into India. The new protocol on DTAA was signed on the 7th of March this year. The latest amendment includes a principal purpose test to decide whether a foreign investor is actually eligible for treaty benefits or was the tax benefit the primary reason to route investments via Mauritius. The Supreme Court today issued a notice to the Enforcement Directorate on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's petition. Mr. Kejriwal had filed the petition seeking his release from custody in relation to the alleged Delhi excise scam case. The Apex Court will hear the case again on the 29th of April and has refused to consider the plea for an interim release without waiting for ED's reply. In a related development, Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till April the 23rd. The country is likely to receive above normal monsoon rainfall this year. Briefing media on southwest monsoon season rainfall forecast in New Delhi, Secretary, Ministry of Earth Sciences, Dr. M. Ravichandran said the monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September is likely to be 106% of the long-period average. He, however, said that in some areas of northwest, east and northeastern states, rainfall is likely to be below normal. Indian Meteorological Department Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said from the 1st of June to the 30th of September, the average of the total rainfall of the entire country will be 87 centimetres. He said El Nino conditions are likely to weaken during the early part of the monsoon season. On to sports in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were at 285 for 3 in 19.5 overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru a short while ago. For the Sunrisers, Travis Head scored 102 runs from 41 balls. Earlier, Royal Challengers Bengaluru skipper Faf du Plessis won the toss and elected to bowl. In the points table, Sunrisers Hyderabad is at the fourth spot, while RCB is at the bottom of the table. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha elections intensifies with 3 days left for polling. Senior political leaders hold back-to-back rallies to woo voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says implementation of One Nation, One Election is the commitment of his government. India and France assess counter-terrorism challenges, including use of new and emerging technologies by terrorists. Meeting of Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism held in New Delhi. IMD says country likely to experience above normal monsoon rainfall this year. And in IPL cricket, match between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Sunrisers Hyderabad underway in Bengaluru. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.